There once came a couple to Rabbi Akiva Eiger with a problem. All of the children are Balakishin. One son in particular, he's also Balakishin, but it doesn't help for Gemara. He doesn't understand Gemara. Rabbi Akiva Eiger told them the only possible reason could be is that he one time ate Macholas Asuras, and Macholas Asuras is Mistamta Nibishalodim. They checked into it, they verified it happened once that he ate somewhere he shouldn't have eaten. They went back to ask him, Rabbi Kreger, what should they do? And Rabbi Kreger told them they should send him to Yerushalayim, because in Yerushalayim, sitting and learning in those days comes with hardships. The Messiah Snefesh for Torah will bring him back his Kishroinus. And that's what they did, and he turned out to be a big Talmud Chacham. What is it in Torah Mitochat Chak, Messiah Snefesh for Torah, that would bring back his Kishroinus? We say in Chanukah, Al Hanisim, Val HaPurkon, Val HaGvurois, Val HaTshuos, Val Mechomos, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all of these. What is it that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for in Al HaMechomos? Without the Mechomos, it would have been yet better. Why do we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Mechomos? And some Rishonim say, Bemis, that the real Nusach is not Al HaMechomos, but Al HaMechomos. We thank for the Nisim, the Purkon, the Tshuos that happened at the time of the Mechomos, on the Mechomos. But if the Girsa, like the others say, that is V'al HaMechomos, I saw that Aaron Levy, so like Gesundstein, says in his Sefer on Tfilo, he brings that the Pon of Rishov said, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that the Chashmonaim went to Melchomo. I'd like to just speak about it for a moment. What does Gevura mean? Physical strength, physical Gevura, is not absolute. It's a relative term. Strong means stronger than. There's always someone who's stronger than the strong person. The strongest person is weaker than the weakest horse. When we talk about gevura of the neshama, courage, that's something absolute. When the Mishnah says "Izeh Gibah HaKodesh Yisitzro," we usually think of overcoming a negative Yetzer, Yetzer. But there's one human desire, the most fundamental human desire, is the desire to live. And when necessary, those, the tzaddikim, who give their completed themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, find themselves sometimes in a situation facing a situation where one has to overcome his desire to live and give himself for the courage of Baruch Hu, give himself for the Torah. The Chashmonaim, in the face of the Gezeira Lashkicham Torah Secho, understood that was called, what the charge for now is to be Moshe Nefesh, to overcome the desire to live and to give away the lives of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Torah, because life without that wouldn't be worth living. And that's the Mesir Snefesh that they had. That Mesir Snefesh is what brought about the Nisim and the Purkon and the Chuais and the Flois, because they were Mesir Snefesh. We know that the Shefa of Torah Sheba'al Peh comes through the Menorah. The Menorah brings the ability to be Matzliach in the Yigiyah of Torah Sheba'al Peh. So if we would want to understand possibly another test on the Beis of Kasha, the Ness of the Pach HaShem is only 7 days. What we celebrate on the first day is the celebration of the Mesir Snefesh. The Mesir Snefesh of the Chashmonaim, that's what brought about all the Nisim of Purim, of Chanukah, and that's what brought about the Nisim of the Menorah. We were zeichet to a Shefa of Torah, Shalei Kederech HaTeva, because of the Mesir Snefesh of the Chashmonaim. Perhaps Rabbi Kiviger saw, just like by the Chashmonaim, Mesir Snefesh for Torah brought so much of a Shefa of Torah, anybody all through the doors who's Mesir Snefesh for Torah will find he has a Siyata Dishmaya, Lamala Medech HaTeva, to the point that somebody, a young boy who lost his Kishroinus, through his Mesir Snefesh for Torah, can regain them. I'd just like to add, I saw something very amazing, that we know that the Gezeirah of Hanukkah was on Ruchnis. It was about Ruchnis, not about Gashmis at all. And yet the Rambam says, Pashtu Yodom b'mamoinam u'b'b'naisam. The Yevanim wanted to take away money from Klal Yisrael. Apparently, money, mamoinam, is a chelik of Mesiras Nefesh for Torah. Zvulun is the Mesiras Nefesh for Torah. Together with Yisachar is what brings the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael, that brings back the Shefa of Torah. We should all be zoiche in this coming Hanukkah to relive the Mesiras Nefesh, rededicate ourselves for the Mesiras Nefesh for Torah, and see Shefa, Brachim, Atzlocha, and Torah.